We speak with Miguel Galsim, treasurer of the ANU International Relations Society. And it's after an evening with ambassadors forum with the Philippine ambassador Minza Calagian Cruz. What can you say about the forum with the ambassador and her husband?
I guess coming from a perspective within the society and having been on the society for around 2 to 3 years now, I was speaking to the ambassador before and I told her that this was probably one of the best diplomatic talks that I've heard in my time at the society. I was really happy with how the diplomats we had here engaged with the audience on actual policy issues, and it was a really interesting discussion, and it was very detailed and very very engaging in the way that they presented it. And I don't think a lot of other diplomats that the society has encountered have been as engaging. The ambassador and her husband, they went beyond just simply stating their position, and they were actually very good at defending them and talking about issues that I had no idea were going to pop up, like, West Philippine. I kind of thought the West Philippine Sea would pop up, but I wasn't expecting issues about that environmental one, or about drug trafficking and OFWs. But yeah, I think overall it was a great night, and I was very happy that they both came along.
Yeah, I was counting the attendees. I think it's over 60.
Yeah, and
they are from different backgrounds, I think.
Yeah.
And Australia and Philippines is celebrating its 70 bilateral years. And I think all the attendees were very attentive in listening in what the ambassador and her husband were saying.
ANU itself is a very diverse campus. There's a lot of international students and a lot of people from around Australia. And you have, you know, a lot of different cultures and a lot of different viewpoints as well. I'm not sure if everyone in here would agree with the diplomats at the end of the day, but again, that's part of their job. And I think it's healthy to have this kind of debate. And if you'll allow me to comment from like the standpoint of a student and someone who's learning a lot about IR theory, this discussion about South China Sea always occurs in the framework of US versus China. They kind of see the Philippines as this middle ground, or like kind of area where the US and China battle, which I think is a bit simplistic. And I think it's good to have these kind of events because it allows a lot of the students to see that the Philippines has its own voice. It makes its own decisions. It has its own agency to act on its own without always having to view the Philippines in the light of US or in the light of China. And it's good to have this kind of complexity and independence in analysis, if that makes sense.
How many more years are your studies with ANU?
Well, I'm in my third year now, and I have one more year left of my double degree, which is, yeah.
After the talk with ambassadors or evening with ambassadors, do you intend to really continue with diplomacy services?
I mean, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket, but it's definitely one of the big options that I have after I finish all my studies. And reading about Filipino diplomats, to be honest, and encountering them like this, it's very inspiring to see how diplomats can act and the, you know, they're just generally the good people that they are. And it's very inspiring, yes.
And it's not an easy job.
It isn't, no, from what I've heard. There are a lot of stories about having to travel and having to uproot, I guess, your family every 3 years or how, or however frequently you have to rotate. And on top of that, having to, I guess, deal with people that you won't agree with on a daily basis and having to negotiate your way through that. Yeah, it definitely does sound difficult, but what can I say? I don't really have any first-hand experience in that. I'm just going off what people have told me.
With the international relations course, are there other Filipinos taking up this course?
I actually haven't met a single Filipino that's doing international relations, actually. Maybe I'm just unlucky, but yeah, I know there is a Filipino... No, classmates, yeah. I know there is a Filipino society on campus. I think a lot of them are postgraduates, but yeah, to be honest, I haven't met that many Filipinos that were undergraduates or were doing international relations or that kind of related stuff.
But going to the whole of ANU, as you said, there is a Filipino association or Filipino Students Association. Are they solid group or are they very active in the university?
I haven't really talked to them that much, but from what I saw during like market day a few weeks ago, they seemed very keen, very committed. And it's, you know, even if they're not reaching out like the Singapore Association or Vietnamese Association would, it's still good that they have that sort of community here because, you know, maybe they're busy studying. They look like they're, I think they're all, a lot of them are postgrads, and postgraduates are usually a lot more busier than undergraduates. So, yeah.
Thank you very much, Miguel. No, and congratulations with the evening with Emma.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming and covering this.
My name is Aaron Xavier Quirante Wilson.
And you're a student of ANU taking up international relations?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and you just attended the forum, an evening with the ambassadors. How did you find learning more about the Philippines?
You know, there is a level of insight that the ambassador and, of course, the ambassador's husband can give that is something totally apart from the sort of academic tone that you get in the classroom otherwise. I think having this type of access, being in Canberra, and also having the same kind of institutional connections with different embassies, including the Filipino embassy, is something that is very, very special. And I'm very glad that I had the privilege as an ANU student and also as a student of international relations in general to be able to hear policy and positions straight from the horse's mouth, as it were.
Australia and Philippines is celebrating its 70 years of bilateral relations. What do you think, where is Australia and Philippines going?
You know, I'm actually quite new to Australia myself, so I can't really speak from an Australian's perspective, but the fact that as we move into a bit more sticky state of affairs in the Asia-Pacific area, it is heartening for me as someone who hopes to be someone that works in this field to see that strong connections with deep roots are holding up no matter what sort of turbulence is heading towards the Asia-Pacific area.
Last one. Are you encouraged to go to the Philippines after the forum?
You know, as a Filipino American, I have to say I didn't really have a choice when it came to visiting the Philippines. And after the first time, there was no doubt that there was going to be a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And I intend to visit the Philippines, as I have done every couple of years, to see my relatives and, you know, go lie on the beach and eat really, really fresh adobo.
Oh, so your mom is Filipina?
Yes, she is.
Oh, it's yes, a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.